to you something. And modest. It's nice to be here in the epicenter of sincerity, L.A. Really good. I live in New York now. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, originally. Thank you. Are you from there, or have you just heard of it? Okay, good. It was on Jeopardy once. Good for me. But if you've ever been to Minnesota, it is the most white, Christian place ever. It's just the food is white, the people are white. I was brought up Catholic. And you know how Catholic people get when they're obsessively Catholic? My parents are like that. They married each other Catholic. Everyone's Catholic. I went to Catholic school. Everyone in my neighborhood is Catholic. I had no idea Jews existed. I thought they were characters in the Bible. You know, like Argonauts or Hobbits or something. I had no idea. I thought they lived before. But that's what people do. They insulate each other with religion, right? My Orthodox Jew, he actually thought the New Testament was the paperback version of the Old Testament. But my favorite thing about organized religion is imagery, and the Catholics have the best, don't they? That scary-ass crap they put up in their houses. It's true. Every Catholic house has the requisite piece of plywood that's been stained with mahogany with these two brass clasped hands on it, the praying hands. We don't know whose hands they are. They're just chopped off the wrist, some random hands. It's kind of like God saying, like to help you, can't. Okay. And people are electing religious fanatics now. It's insane. Jesse Helms is out of his mind. He hates everything. It's unbelievable. He hates women. He hates blacks. He hates Hispanics. He hates gays. He hates Jews. And I love to have watch him kiss Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, highest Jew in the land. Had to kiss her in public. And you know the last time Jesse Helms ever kissed a Jew, he got 30 pieces of silver for it. I mean, I just don't understand it. These crazy, you know, they're like this insane with their beliefs and everything. And they all act like they have a big purpose. Every hate group in the country acts like they care. The Ku Klux Klan actually adopted a highway. Which is futile, because that just means anywhere you go, there's going to be white trash on the streets.